Now, to the case of the Joshua Tree couple arrested for child abuse after the family was found living in a makeshift shelter in the desert. The public defender assigned to the case believes local law enforcement was reacting to the Turpin child captivity and torture case in Paris a few months back when they made the arrest in Joshua Tree. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
Elizabeth Crabtree is the public defender assigned to Mona Kirk, the mother of the family. Crabtree has been living and practicing in Joshua Tree for 4 years, and she says she's never seen a case like this before.
I've never seen a case like this. I've never seen a case where someone's been arrested for their living situation.
Crabtree says that in the past, these kinds of situations would be dealt with by the county's Children and Family Services Department, or CFS. But that was before January's so-called House of Horrors case in Paris, where 13 children were tortured and shackled to beds. Crabtree suspects that case led local police to overreact when they came across the Joshua Tree family.
I think local law enforcement reacted to our case in Joshua Tree under the guise of it being the same as the case in Paris. And this isn't the case in Paris, and it should have been handled through CFS or through the sheriff's department offering them services, as opposed to it being blown up as something it's not.
The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department says the children were living in unsuitable and unsafe conditions, and that the parents' failure to access resources available to them constitutes negligence. Daniel Panico and Mona Kirk now have a house that was bought for them through an online GoFundMe account. Crabtree says that may influence the district attorney's decision on whether or not to proceed with criminal charges.
The district attorney could decide just not to go forward with the case, or could decide to leave it in CFS's hands and just have the dependency court play out its course and then dump the criminal case. I think that's what should happen.
The parents' next court date is the 25th. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.